now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom.
Well, welcome to hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, and I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA, we've got a nice hour on tap for you here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we'll set the table for that hour on the other side before diving right in. But right now, we want to talk about the number of ways that you can listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline. You all know about the myriad of terrestrial radio and internet radio affiliates that dot the landscape that carry the Spano and Black Attack and all the great programming on Sports Byline. But we're going to talk about radio on the go as it's 2016. Devices, 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 which means you need a format that allows you to listen to the Spano and Black Attack and Sports Byline on your device and while on the go. There's a number of them. Let's start with the award-winning website of Sports Byline, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that you can click on and listen to the network live and in living color. And go on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That's sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC, or just go to iHeartRadio.com. A wealth of on-demand content as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Same dealio for TuneIn Radio. App versatility, on-demand content, Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day. Your call's next at 800-878-PLAY, and we'll set the table for a big hour, too, and start knocking things down, so you keep it where it is.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant-wich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant-wich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll count three, and if you're not out of the hospital, then I'll loose the dogs on you.
Ambitious on this National Puppy Day, and welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529, the toll-free number to join me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. And there's a lot of topics that are fair game here on the attack. And in hour one, I talked an awful lot about rule changes in the NFL. There were seven in all, and we kind of summarized them all. And you can weigh in with your thoughts on all of them. Did you like the player safety rule changes as I did and understand sometimes you have to make those concessions? Or are you against the elimination of, say, the chop block? I know that the most polarizing rule change is the one that I hate the most, and I'd love to have you weigh in on that. The now making the 33-yard extra point permanent. I hate that rule. I think it should be gone. I think the extra point should go back to being a chip shot. So if you want to weigh in on that, you like the extra drama of the 33-yard extra point, you can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or tweet me at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. If you're like me and you think it makes no sense, come and help me make my argument at those aforementioned numbers. But that's the rule changes. That was the focus. We talked to Chuck Everson, a little bit of a trip down memory lane with the 85 Villanova Wildcats, and then we rolled it forward and looked at this year's group as they move into the Sweet 16. But I want to jump back into the NFL. There's been some player movement in that second wave of free agency as the owners' meetings continue down in Boca Raton, Florida. So we'll dive into some of that player movement and speculated player movement as we move through this hour. And then, you know, we'll move it around and mix it up a little bit before we take you home for this hump day edition of the attack. As the rest of the week, most of the focus is going to be on NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Over the course of the 2 days, we'll have a diversion or two thrown in there, as we often do here on the Spano and Black Attack. So we got some cool surprises for you that will kind of take us away from the tournament for just a short few minutes at a time. But most of the next 2 days going forward after today will be on March Madness in the Sweet 16 as that takes center stage on Thursday. That said, first significant piece of player movement, and I think this one is one that could really shape the NFC East standings this year. And this is the type of move in that second wave of free agency that really can make a difference, that can be a huge difference maker, and it's the kind of move that can actually win you a division crown. And that's Alfred Morris signing a 2-year deal on the cheap with the Dallas Cowboys. I love this deal. Now, you know, we can go back and forth. Is it ever worthwhile to pay running backs big dollars? Do you ever draft them early? And different teams value it differently. But here's the realities. In order for the Dallas Cowboys to have success with a healthy Tony Romo and a healthy Dez Bryant at healthy Tony Romo at quarterback and a healthy Dez Bryant at wide receiver, they do need a semblance of balance. Tony Romo was able to evolve as a quarterback when that Dallas Cowboys offense maintained balance. and remembered to run the football. And over the last several years, they've crafted themselves perhaps the very best two-way offensive line in all of football down in Dallas. And they can be a difference-making group when moving forward and run blocking. And they can open up some holes and establish a terrific run game. Last year, they let all their running backs of note go, led by DeMarco Murray. They brought in Darren McFadden, and he had a big year. He, you know, after all the other options sorted themselves out, the Cowboys looked and they said, let's go to Darren McFadden. And it worked. He ran for over 1,000 yards, was a factor catching passes out of the backfield, showed that speed and explosiveness that made him so famous at Arkansas. That said, he's an injury waiting to happen, and he's not somebody you can lean on 270 to 300 times during the course of a year. And you got to have depth at running back in today's game. Everybody's got two and three of them capable of toting the mail. Dallas, outside of Darren McFadden, has no one. So with that said, the smoke clears in the first wave of free agency. You see Alfred Morris sitting out there. After the great rookie year and the solid second year, last couple of years, a little disappointing. I would say last year was the disappointing year as he split carries with Matt Jones. The first 3 years, very, very productive, in particular the first two. That said, Redskins not overly interested in bringing him back, didn't make him very many big offers, and it looks like they'll go in another direction as far as running back to share carries with Matt Jones and try and get somebody that's dynamic and explosive. And that's not Alfred Morris. The explosive one of the duo is Darren McFadden, and he showed he still has that explosiveness. But he is brittle, and he should have his carry space to make him most effective and limited. So you bring in a road grader like Alfred Morris, who in very many ways could do a lot of the same things that DeMarco Murray did two seasons ago for the Dallas Cowboys when they had so much success running the ball. And him coupled with Darren McFadden make a great 1-2 punch. It's a cheap 2-year deal. They're behind a great offensive line, and now you're in a position to have a terrific running game again. You keep Romo healthy, you find a couple of more compliments to Dez Bryant and Terrence Williams and Jason Witten. And boy, you have something on the offensive end for the Dallas Cowboys. And very quietly over the last couple of years, their defense has improved by leaps and bounds. So all of a sudden, you do what is a second-level move in free agency, in the second wave of free agency. It's very quiet. It goes under the radar. Doesn't seem like it would be all that significant. But when it's all said and done, this has the potential to be a deal that could shape the fortunes and basically determine in a large way the standings within the NFC East. Because I think a two-headed running back attack led by Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden can really work. They're a great offensive line. The way they grade road, Alfred Morris, a straight-ahead physical runner behind a physical offensive line. When DeMarco Murray was there, straight-ahead physical runner behind that offensive line had great success. So Alfred Morris can probably recapture some of that success of his earlier career in Washington. Still young, still a lot of tread left on the tire. 2-year deal on the cheap. Going to have to show people he still got it. You know, and now he can take a lot of the workload, or some of the workload, off of Darren McFadden. You can keep McFadden fresh, perhaps keep him healthy, and allow him to stay explosive. You got two distinctive styles of backs who have both had success behind that Cowboys offensive line. You add one more piece in there in the mid rounds of the draft, and you've got a dynamic group of running backs that will allow Tony Romo time to throw the football and find some real good weapons in the passing game. I love this. And with the upgrades they've made to that defense over the last couple of years that put that defense as a top half of the NFL unit, especially if they get a little more pass rush, they're a very, very dangerous team in a wide-open NFC East. They didn't spend like the Giants, and all the moves they made weren't all that sexy. And this move isn't either. But boy, it could really pay dividends. And if you keep Romo healthy, perhaps if you're smart and the right quarterback falls to you at number four in the draft and you take advantage of this opportunity and you draft your future franchise quarterback and let him learn for a couple of years under Tony Romo, you get yourself a veteran backup in there who would be ready to go now should Romo go down and be injured so the season is not lost. Get another pass rusher either in the draft or free agency, or bring one in both parts of your roster stocking. And you really have something in Dallas. On the other side, new home for RG3 perhaps? We'll speculate on it next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Chime in at 800-878-PLAY or tweet me at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. New home for RG3 next here on the Attack. You keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
Rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to get involved, 800-878-7529. It's toll free, so hang out with me. And again, you can weigh in on all the stuff we've been talking about in the world of the NFL, and that's really been the focus thus far outside of our discussion of the Villanova Wildcats with Chuck Everson. And we can talk about anything from the stupidity of the 33-yard extra point, the intelligence of implementing rules that will increase safety in the National Football League, to the fact that the Cowboys adding Alfred Morris may have just won themselves the NFC East, despite not being big winners in phase one of free agency. And as I was saying before we went to break, again, these are the kind of under-the-radar moves. You now add a couple of pass-rushing defensive ends through both free agency and some rounds in the draft, and they're a very, very dangerous team because you can get help on your defensive line in this very deep NFL draft for defensive linemen outside of the first round. So before we went to break, I mentioned RG3. Will he have a new home? The rumors out there emanating from Boca Raton, Florida, which is the home of the NFL owners' meetings, is that it looks like the Browns are the favorite right now. They like RG3. They'd like to bring him in. Hugh Jackson's been pretty impressed. And they'd like to bring him in to compete with Josh McCown to be the starter this year. Just understand, that doesn't preclude the Browns at number two from drafting a quarterback, whether it be Jared Goff or Carson Wentz. One has nothing to do with the other. Both Josh McCown and RG3 are not considered by the Browns long-term solutions. But you're drafting number two, you need to show some incremental improvement, and you need to get professional quarterbacks on the field so you don't have to rush a rookie quarterback. And I think that's the plan in Cleveland. What we'll do is we will draft a quarterback at number two anyway, but we'll give him a year to watch and learn and get his feet wet, and we'll bring in two professionals that are capable of competing for this starting job. We know what Josh McCown is. He's ideally suited to be an NFL backup, and we know what RG3 can be. If all goes right, RG3 wins the job, and if he plays well and exceeds our expectations, and we exceed our expectations, we got a bad problem. We got a good problem on our hands, not a bad problem. What do we do about RG3? And then we figure it out later. So it's all playing with house money. So I could see this happening. Obviously, the Broncos are kicking the tires on him as well. The Jets have kicked the tires, but doesn't seem like they have any real interest. And with the Broncos, they've got to go out and get a quarterback. The realities are they don't have one on the roster that can start. And they could say anything they want about Mark Sanchez. That's all spin doctoring. They're not at all remotely interested in Mark Sanchez as their starter. As their backup, fine. As their starter, absolutely, positively not. There's no doubt in my mind that that just simply is not going to happen. So that said, the game of high-stakes poker between the Jets and Ryan Fitzpatrick will ultimately end, and it will end with Fitzpatrick going back to the Jets, I believe. I can't guarantee it, but that's what I believe. It looks, because while the Broncos showed interest, their interest was kind of tepid. The one team really interested in Ryan Fitzpatrick is the Jets. And they think with him there and the progress they made last year, they can win. That should be interesting to see how it all works out. But I think he goes back to the Jets. If RG3 goes to the Browns, Broncos are left holding the bag, and they're going to have to go with Mark Sanchez or swing a trade for Colin Kaepernick and pay the exorbitant price that the San Francisco 49ers are looking for. So I expect to see, despite Kubiak's closeness with Mike Shanahan, I expect to at least see the Broncos kick the tires a little more on RG3. Whether they'll pull the trigger on that remains to be seen. But as you're watching this quarterback market settle, again, I'm left to believe, boy, the Broncos are on the outside looking in. What they're going to do at quarterback for 2016 is going to be interesting and messy. And they're not going to win the AFC West. They're probably not going to make the playoffs in this new-look AFC, as a couple of teams who did real great jobs in free agency have now stamped themselves as a major, major contender in the AFC. whether it be the Oakland Raiders, who I think win the AFC West, whether it be the Jacksonville Jaguars, and both of those teams are not done, and I think the Jaguars are going to win the AFC South. They're new real contenders, and I'm not the only one who sees it that way. I was the first to the party, but I'm not alone at the party. So it's going to be interesting to see where RG3 goes. Again, the Browns are the favorite right now. The Jets and Broncos both kicking the tires. Jets didn't seem enamored after the weekend. They let him go. They were real quiet. And we haven't heard a whisper out of them in the RG3 sweepstakes since. I think their mind's set on Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Broncos have kicked the tires on Ryan Fitzpatrick. Don't seem enamored with him. Kubiak's relationship with Shanahan would probably preclude the Broncos from being enamored with RG3, but what other options do they have? Unless they overpay for Colin Kaepernick. So they'll at least kick the tires on RG3, but it looks like Hugh Jackson likes him and could see him competing for a spot on this roster, or perhaps the starting quarterback job with Josh McCown as a short-term solution while they develop the young quarterback that they're going to draft at number 2 overall in the NFL, in the upcoming NFL draft. And rest assured, bringing in RG3 would absolutely positively not stop the Cleveland Browns from drafting a quarterback in this upcoming draft. I think you can guarantee that. I don't see any way that one has anything to do with the other, because there's so much uncertainty surrounding RG3. You're not going to have to spend a lot of money. You're not going to have to give him a lot of time. And clearly, you know, Josh McCown's not the answer. And if you end up with a good problem, so be it. You figure out the good problem later. Having too much talent is a good problem, and it's one you can handle. Having a lack of talent is a bad problem. That's a lot more difficult to handle. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to join me here on the attack. Again, so many things fair game to weigh in on. The stupidity of the 33-yard extra point being adopted as a now permanent rule in the NFL. The intelligence of the safety-related rules being adopted in the NFL. The fact that the Alfred Morris signing by Dallas could be the move that shapes the standings in the NFC East. All that and the permanent and the next home for RG3, they're all fair game. Here on the Spano and Black Attack, whether you wait on the phones at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. And speaking of Sports Byline USA, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, and you'll get all kinds of great programming updates, including us letting you know what's coming up on the Best of Byline. The Best of Byline is a 2-hour block, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time weekdays. It's a second chance to catch up on whatever great programming you missed from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, whether it's the Spano and Black Attack, Titillating Sports, whatever it might be. The best and brightest from earlier in the day is always there on Best of Byline. But in order to know what's coming before you tune in, you can go to at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, and we will tell you exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, and also on Twitter at Span56, and get a look at the latest as far as what I have to say on Twitter and on the world of sports at Span56. So I guess final one in this segment before we jump out to break, and We'll kind of stay with some of the NFL stuff and try and move on to some other things around the world of sports in the last big segment. Justin Houston to miss most or all the 2016 season with an ACL injury. In what is becoming a deeper and deeper AFC, this is the kind of injury that could really hurt the Kansas City Chiefs. One of the key assets in their defense was their ability to rush the passer, and having a Dee Ford and a Tom Ali and a Justin Houston all being able to go after the quarterback. Well, Tom Ali's back. Dee Ford will be a year more mature in the NFL, and hopefully for the Chiefs' sake, have that breakout season that will help propel their pass rush. But the loss of Justin Houston for perhaps a big chunk of the upcoming 2016 season really hurts their pass rush. And their pass rush was the hallmark of their defense. They've already lost Sean Smith to the in-division rival Oakland Raiders. And that's a defection that they're going to have to deal with in their secondary as well. So there's a lot for the Chiefs to worry about here with this. And we'll pick up this discussion on Justin Houston on the other side, wrap up the NFL talk, and bounce it around the world of sports. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents and pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale ends Thursday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. But now, for a trip down memory lane and then a look ahead, we're joined now by former Villanova Wildcat and member of the 85 Villanova Wildcats championship team, Chuck Everson. Chuck, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Really great to have you aboard this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Let's go back down memory lane first. And let's look at that 85 Villanova Wildcats championship team. Obviously, to many people, one of the changing points in the game was you getting slapped in the face by Reggie Williams. Talk about your memories of that number one, what it did in the locker room at halftime, and and then let's take a look at what went on from there.
Okay. Well, basically, what went on was Dave Wingate was coming down the floor late in the game. Presley had just tipped in a shot, and we're coming down the floor. And, you know, my thought process is I want to box out and make sure that nobody gets a tip in and we go down by one going into the half, because I knew if that happened, I would have to catch the wrath of Coach Massimino at that point, you know. So I put a good, clean, hard box out on Reggie Williams, and he didn't appreciate it too much because it was a hard box out, and he came back and kind of came up with the hands in my face and kind of half pushed me and half slapped me and ran off the other way. I'm screaming at the official because I know I'm not getting back in the second half unless something really bad happens to Eddie. And so I'm looking to go to the foul line for a 1-1 in the national championship game. And so we come in and Coach Mass goes wild in the locker room and uses it to rev everybody up. And we come out in the second half and shoot 9-for-10. You know, who knew that was going to happen, you know?
Well, it was a magical ride for your Villanova Wildcats through the NCAA tournament that year. After escaping a number 9 seed in Dayton 51-49, you went on to beat the number 1 seed in your region, Michigan, the number 5 seed, Maryland, and the number 2 seed, North Carolina, in the regional finals. And then you had a right. Final Four that was basically three Big East teams and Memphis, who basically was the interloper. And you guys sit there watching and you say, boy, you know, we got to take care of our business against Memphis, and then we get the winner of an all Big East battle. And you guys, at least you, had a certain mindset of who you would have preferred to face. And talk about your mindset, you know, going into that Final Four, knowing that if we take care of our business, we face a Big East rival. And you'd indicated that you had a certain, that the team in general had a certain preference on who they wanted to face.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask anybody, even to this day, to a man, pretty much everybody wanted to play Georgetown, which I know sounds crazy because they were far and away the better team, the best team in the country that year. And but St. John's had our number. I mean, they beat us three times that year. We had difficult times trying to stop Walter Berry and trying to stop Chris, I guess the two lefties. You know, Mark Jackson gave us a bit of a hard time, and Billy Winnington was difficult. So they just matched up better with us. And the guys were all pulling for Georgetown because we beat Georgetown at least once a year. My 4 years at Villanova, we beat them one time a year. And we didn't do as well against St. John's. The only guy that was – I was kind of half pulling for St. John's, to tell you the truth, because Ronnie Stewart was a classmate of mine at Brentwood High School in Long Island. And I knew that if – he got in the final with me, at least Brentwood would win me the ring, either Ronnie or myself. You know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you mean. That's the voice of Chuck Everson, former Villanova Wildcat, member of the 85 Villanova Wildcats championship team, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Now, we get to that national finals, and right. Everybody says, well, Villanova doesn't have a chance. You know, Georgetown, Hoya paranoia, everything else. But this is pre-shot clock era. And Coach Massimino had a brilliant plan, which you guys needed to execute perfectly. It turned out that you did, and you cut down the nets in an improbable victory. Talk about Coach Massimino's plan and how you guys executed it to perfection and were able to neutralize the Georgetown Hoyas.
You know, he basically came out at a pregame meal and said, listen, I want you to think about two things. I want you to think about anybody can beat anybody on a given night. And I want you to think about play the game to win instead of playing not to lose. So we weren't afraid of those guys, and we went after them. And his game plan was just, you know, show some patience and take care of the ball. And, you know, when you play a team like Georgetown, I'm going to tell you, this will tell you how good they really were, you know. You have to be at your absolute best just in order to hope to compete with them. That's how good they were man for man as they played the game. You know, so our game plan was basically to protect the ball, which Gary McLean did a brilliant job in the backcourt. We still turned it over 17 times, but, you know, that's good for playing against those guys and the pressure that they put in the backcourt on us. So just to protect the ball and to play our game. You know, it didn't hurt that we shot almost 80% from the field, too. That helped.
Now, the pace that you guys played at, was that a big part of the game plan, or was that just part and parcel with protect the ball, make sure we get good looks, let's shoot the ball as well as we can, let's not settle for bad looks and hoist up shots? Was that part of Massimino's game plan as well, or is that just...
Well, we definitely wanted to control the tempo of the game. We didn't want to play at their tempo. We wanted to play at our pace. But if you look at the game, if you go back and look at the game film, I think there's only two or three times, because back then it wasn't a 30-second clock or a 35-second clock. It was a 45-second clock is what they had originally when they first started. And they ran that as a test that year in some leagues. I think the ACC had one. And, you know, for us, I think we only went over that two or maybe three times the whole game. So it wasn't like we just held the ball the entire time. You know, when we got a good shot, we took it.
Excellent. That is the voice again of Chuck Everson, 85 Villanova Wildcats, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's now, we've taken that great trip down memory lane, and you know, I know you're such an important part of those continued trips down memory lane. You're kind of the linchpin that keeps this group together. You're the mastermind of a lot of the reunions, and it's a group that every 5 years gets together and has a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of passion for what they've accomplished.
Yeah, well, that's true, but we get together a lot more than every 5 years. I mean, on the phone with Dwight Wilbur before you guys called, and, I talk to these guys basically every day where I talk to somebody from the team. We're very, very close. We go down. Coach Mass is coaching right now down in West Palm Beach, Florida, at a place called Kaiser University, and every year we go down, about 9 or 10 of us, and we stay at Coach's house. Just like the old days, Mrs. Mass makes a big meal for all of us, and we hang out, we go to practice, we visit with his current team, and we go to a game, and, just hang out and have a good weekend and tell old stories, have a lot of laughs and stuff like that. So we're together a lot more than every 5 years or so. And a lot of us follow the current team and go to games whenever we can. And, you know, if we're not physically at the game, with texting and stuff. I'm on a text string with 15 guys, and we're all watching the current Villanova team play together, and we're texting back and forth. Did you see what Arch did there, or did you see what Josh Hart did, or Chefu, or it's pretty cool.
That's excellent. I know you guys have the formal reunions every 5 years, but it's to hear that you guys are that close and stay in touch that frequently. That's great. Let's roll with this year's group a little bit and talk about them. They've been, thus far in my mind, the most dominant team in this tournament through the first weekend. And why don't you talk a little bit about what you're seeing with this group? Just enough size with Ochefu and a ton of great perimeter players that can absolutely light it up. So talk a little bit about this year's group and what you saw through the first weekend.
Well, I think defensively we're playing our best basketball right now, which is great, because that first half against Iowa the other day, I don't remember a better half of basketball that this team's played all year long. So defensively, it's creating offensive opportunities for us, which, once you can do that, you don't have to set up your offense. You can get out and run, because they have a lot of speed and a lot of quickness on that team, that you can do that, and it creates offensive opportunities for you and quick, easy buckets. That's the way to play. I really love how Jay Wright has got these guys playing for each other. And the main thing that I've noticed with this group, with Archie Diacono at the head of this group, these guys are the most unselfish team I've seen in a long time. To a lesser degree, kind of like the San Antonio Spurs or the Golden State Warriors in the NBA. They're 6, 7, 8 passes a lot of times. If a guy's got a good shot, he'll give that up because somebody has a great shot. So they don't really care who scores the points as long as they get the W. And it's really, really fun to watch. They're all really, really great kids. I mean, every one of them comes up to you after the game and talks to you, and they make sure if they see you around, they bring you in the locker room to say hi to the guys and that kind of stuff. So it's really a family type of thing, especially when it comes to the 85 guys that come around.
A couple of more before we let you go here, Chuck. First of all, their matchup tonight, I should say Thursday night against Miami. Talk about some of the challenges that Miami will pose for this very good Villanova team.
Well, the main thing I think is going to be the problem for us. See, the problem that we do have is when we play a team that's got length. And what I mean by that is you've got some big guys. Miami's got two or three real big guys down low that have, you know, big wingspans. You know, we had trouble with Oklahoma earlier this year because they had three guys that had eight-foot wingspans. That's a lot of space that they're covering up on a zone, you know. So our offense where we would drive and kick the ball out for a three became difficult when you can't get into the paint. You know, you have to try to get into the paint to kick it out. So when we play against teams with length, we have some difficulties. But I think Coach Wright has made some adjustments there now. I don't know if you noticed, but against Iowa, and they did it during the year a little bit, but they were building up, I think, for the tournament. He was looking ahead. Reynolds is now playing some minutes with Ochefu, which they hadn't really done that earlier this year. So now the two of them are in the game at the same time quite a bit to see how that goes up so it can match up with some of the size.
And that'll help as Ochefu rounds into form after dealing with a little bit of an injury at the back end of the regular season and into the conference.
Yeah, he's still off a little bit, too, I think. I think, you know, they're saying he's 100%. I think it's still bothering him a little bit just by watching him as much as I have. I mean, he's not sharp and crisp like he was earlier, but I'm sure he'll get that back.
Final one before we let you run. There's always talk from people on the outside, like myself, about the pressure that the Wildcats must be feeling since getting through the first weekend of the NCAA tournament has been such a challenge. Number one, is that a myth that we create here on the outside? And number two, if it's not, now that they're clear of the first weekend, is that monkey actually off their back and has that pressure waned a little bit? Now can they just go out and play basketball?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that it's not a miss. I don't think that's a miss at all. I think they were stressing, and it was funny because I saw a clip on one of the social medias of Jay walking in the locker room after the game, and I've never seen him so animated and excited after a win, which is great. But I just hope we didn't shoot our whole load and on that one game, and that they're ready to play tomorrow. I'm sure they will be. Keyes does a great job of prepping the guys, and I think that they'll be ready to play. And I think they can use that to springboard into better things. Like I said, defensively, I don't think we could have played a better game defensively, especially in the first half. We had a lot of steals that led to easy layups. And I think that if we continue to put pressure on the basketball and play our style of basketball, I think we'll be okay. As long as we can continue making shots, I think we can go and make some noise in this thing this year. I think it'll be fun.
Boy, that was a great trip down memory lane and a great look ahead to the upcoming Sweet 16 and beyond, hopefully, for the Villanova Wildcats. Chuck, thanks for a few minutes. It was really, really a pleasure. We wish the Wildcats the best of luck, and we thank you for joining us this morning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
compliant immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we're here to wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition in the books. And if you missed any of it, you can take advantage of the many ways to check out all the programming on Sports Byline and the Spano and Black Attack. Go to iHeartRadio and go to the on-demand content. Go to TuneIn Radio and check out the on-demand content and try and catch anything you missed here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and specifically here on the Spano and Black Attack. Same thing with Stitcher.com. Those are all great places to check out and take a listen to anything you missed live on your schedule and on your time, as they all have a wealth of Spano and Black Attack and Sports Byline on-demand content. Also, don't forget, Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, weekdays, a two-hour block of the best and brightest from earlier in the day on Sports Byline. So if there's anything you missed on this edition of the Attack, you can likely catch it later on Best of Byline. And to find out what's coming on Best of Byline, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. So another great one in the books. And I couldn't do it without my producer Robert, without Darren Peck, without Scott Cuddy, without all of you. And you know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. So long until we meet again for a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.